بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. In these few minutes every day, inshallah, we will read from a book that has been made a short of the great compilation of Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi rahimullah. It was called the Tariqh Da'wat wa Azimat. In English they translated this book, it was called Saviors of the Islamic Spirit. What was meant by this was that in every era, after Allah Tabarak Ta'ala had taken the responsibility to preserve deen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned, I am the last of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, and at the same time he mentioned, I am rahmatul lil alameen, mercy for the worlds. In the time of Mawlana Yusuf rahimullah, most likely, when the Qadiani movement was on its height, and the British were very behind the Qadiani movement, so some of the British even came to the Marcus, and to debate with him, this British person asked this question, because this Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was claiming that he is also a Nabi. Whereas the usul, the principle, the aqidah of the world of Islam is after Allah's Nabi, there's no other Nabi. And the British were behind this, so they also had their questions and their objections. So this objection of this British person was that you always are mentioning in your lectures that he came as the mercy to mankind. And at the same time you are mentioning that after he came, he sealed Nubuwa. That after him there was going to be no Nabi. So the person said, then that's not a mercy, that's a disaster. Because he brought an end to mercy, that means. A Nabi is mercy. If he was the end of Nubuwa, he never bring mercy to the world, he brought disaster to the world. That after me you'll see no Nabi. So on that it was most likely Mawlana Yusuf rahimullah who gave what an answer. He said he came as such a mercy for mankind that before him, whoever had to do the work of Islam, reformation of the nation, had to be a Nabi. After him, whoever will do reformation of his ummah, his nation, his qawm, his village, can be anyone. Can be the alim, it can be the non-alim. It can be that small child, it can be the man, it can be the woman. Can be the young, it can be the old. He said, such a mercy he brought that he made every of his ummatis like a Nabi. He made every of his ummatis like a Nabi. If you want to explain it more, it's after the door of Nubuwa, where the door of Nubuwa then closed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to his ummah, I have now arranged for you all that you all can reach right up till this. There's nothing stopping you now. That before this year a Nabi would come. As soon as a Nabi would come, everyone will have to pull back. It is mentioned Luqman alayhi salam, who is known as Luqman the wise, but he was not a Nabi. What and what gatherings he is to pull because of his wisdom. His wisdom is mentioned in Quran. But as soon as the Nabi of the era came, he also inquired that it is not right for me to do any work. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam opened up such a door. When he said, after me no Nabi is coming, it means that you will now do the work of a Nabi. In doing that work, Allah Ta'ala made a unique system that whoever stood up to save the Islamic spirit, he was able to do such works which the world today will call miraculous. But that individual, if someone had to ask him that, what made you do what you did that today the whole world is talking about you like you were a Nabi of the day? So the answer he himself will give was that I just moved a little my hand or my tongue or my body and the rest Allah did. What comes, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw some pebbles against the mushrikeen in the battle of Badr, Almighty Allah made it that it was at the peak of the war, peak. And then when he threw it and he said, شَاهَتِ الْوُجُوهُ, may your faces be disgraced. Then that little pebbles or that sand went into the eyes of all the enemy. And because it went in, you'll understand if you're fighting, that if you just turn your attention for a second, that's the end. So as they were fighting, and the thing just hit. So either someone put his hand up, or someone closed his eye, that was the end. And then that shot came in. But the question was, is it possible for one man to throw sand and that sand goes to everyone? And from where he threw it, he was at the back in the tent. So Almighty Allah mentioned, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ. When you threw, you did not throw. However, it was Allah who threw. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. And that Allah left it for the people of this ummah. Whoever will desire to be one of those who throw for Allah's deen, Allah will make it go to places you can never imagine. Now why I decided to read about this year is, as we said, we're in search of Laylatul Qadr. And in Laylatul Qadr, it's a night where your dua got a unique power. And it makes the people min ahlil qadr. It makes the people from the people of value. If you want to become, or you want your child or your son or your daughter or your family to be the saviors of the Islamic spirit for the future, it is this 10 days for you to ask for it. These are those nights that give value to the one who thought, I got no value. Laylatul Qadr. So we will every day just read from one. And as I'm reading, your dua and my dua must be that Allah must make me and Allah must make our progeny. That if someone could write a kitab of the great people of the past, then one day someone must write a kitab of our progeny also. That they were the great of the future. We will read today very quickly of the great man who was known as Imam Ghazali rahimullah. It's mentioned it was in the middle of the 5th century. That the world of Islam found such a person. The entire world of Islam was thirsty for such an individual. Remember, we're living in a world today, by Allah's fadl, there are many Darul Ulums. And there are many ulama. There are many huffaz. But it is not every alim who becomes a savior of the spirit of Islam. From the galaxy of ulama also you get one. Who invites the ulama also that spirit. Can we save that spirit? That you are speaking about permissible and I am speaking about what is best. You are showing borders and I am telling you where to come to. You are saying it's permissible to live on the outlining areas, I'm showing you the castle. Someone who can show that spirit of Islam, you don't get all. May Allah make us amongst those. It's a savior of the spirit of Islam. In his era, there was so much of religion, so much of Islam. But everyone does not come to save a spirit. Since the world of Islam was thirsty for such an individual, this individual was selected by Almighty Allah to become known as Imam Ghazali. His name was Muhammad. He was known as Abu Hamid. He was Muhammad. His father was Muhammad. He was born in a place of Iran. From a very young age, Imam Ghazali rahimullah showed that he was a master in knowledge. The great alim of the time had a title who was called Imamul Haramain. That was the very, very great alim of the time. Imam Ghazali rahimullah went to study by him. And in a very short while, he was able to go beyond all of his companions. His ustad Imamul Haramain's eye fell on him. So on the death of Imamul Haramain, it was already chosen that Imam Ghazali will take my place. At that time he was only 28 years old. Now we might think that that's like normal, but this is not South Africa. That area was the area of knowledge. And people were striving for that main spot for like years. So when Imamul Haramain passes away, there's that student who's 65 and 60 and 55. And now you get a student who's 28 years old. And he says, he will take my place. He was greater in knowledge than the great ulama of his time. Everyone dropped their heads in front of him. There was the great madrasa which was known as Nizamiya, that was in Baghdad. The one who had started the madrasa, Nizamul Malik. His eye fell on Imam Ghazali rahimullah and he said, from where you are, I need you to come to Baghdad. That madrasa was known as the seat of learning for the world, because Baghdad and Iraq was like the capital of the Islamic world. So Imam Ghazali rahimullah moves over, and in a very short while he becomes the fame of the entire land. In that high level of greatness, Imam Ghazali rahimullah was not content. He could feel that within himself there is something that is missing. Allah had given him the honor of the whole world. But he was always found restless and uneasy. His desire was for something further than what everyone else was reaching for. It was this desire for getting something else. What was that something else? He said, through my knowledge I got the greatness of this world, but I still have not found my Allah. You wonder, you haven't found your Allah. The ulama were around him. He says, in the desire to really find his Allah, he was prepared to sacrifice whatever was already at his feet. He gave it all up. In the history of Islam, you will hardly find an individual like this, who gave up everything, and not dunya he gave up, he gave up deen. He gave up the seat of knowledge, he gave up all his students. He was the king of the field of knowledge. He left it all to go and find true knowledge. He went out when people said, where are you going? He said, there's a certain valuable treasure, that is the treasure of the insight. I am now going in search of that treasure. Imam Ghazali rahimullah said, I understood that this treasure is at the feet of the Sufiya. Those people who have broken their ta'alluq from dunya. There is a bayan of an alim, and you will feel, what a bayan. And there's sometimes a bayan of someone who's connected to Allah, and you will really say that he hardly said much, but it was more than enough. Imam Ghazali rahimullah had the knowledge of the world, but he said, I am missing something. He said, what treasure I am searching for, I understood it, it is at the feet of the Sufiya. He said, I found their seerat, their way of life, to be the best of way of lives. I mean, he was an alim. He could have given a lovely bayan of what is good character. But when you wanted to see good character, he said, I saw it in their life. How they smiled, how they moved, how they walked, how they talked. He said, their road is the best of roads. Their character is the most unique of characters. In his kitab, Imam Ghazali rahimullah, one kitab he wrote, how Allah saved me from being astray. Al-munqidh min al-dalal, how Allah saved me from going astray. He said, I bid farewell to Baghdad. Whatever was by me, I distributed it all. I handed like my mirath, my inheritance over. I said, perhaps I will never come back. From Baghdad, he said, I traveled to Sham. I stayed there for 2 days, for 2 years. There my work was nothing but being away from the people and striving to please Allah. Whatever I learned in the field of tasawwuf, I made an effort. That up till now it was bayans to the world, now I was giving a bayan to myself. And in that manner he started purifying his himself. How long Imam Ghazali rahimullah stayed away from the people? For 10 years. 10 years he stayed away. And after 10 years, then Allah tawarakala inspired him, now go back now. Now you are a man. This made him. Now when he went back, Allah tabarak ta'ala allowed that same place which he sacrificed, Allah gave it back to him. Ayyub alayhi salam's one family went away. Almighty Allah said he made sabr. When the time came, we gave him the family back again. When Allah takes, Allah gives back double. Again he got the dars. After 10 years, Imam Ghazali rahimullah came out of that condition of being away from the people. And he went back to his old position in the Madrasa Nizamiya. Again he started teaching. He says, لیکن اب Imam Ghazali rahimullah ke dars wa tadris aur islah wa irshad mein farq tha. But now it was a different Ghazali. It was a different lesson of deen. Before this year, according to his own tabiat, desire, he would give a bayan. If he heard someone had made an objection, then the whole part of that bayan was to give an answer to that objection. He said, now it was completely different. Now when he gave bayan, he was speaking to himself, and whoever else wanted to listen can listen. Now he was just speaking to himself. The historian writes, you can't really say Imam Ghazali returned. Said the world had never seen a Ghazali like this. Who was before was a student of deen, now the teacher had come. But to become that savior of the Islamic spirit, very high. Imam Ghazali himself writes that between my first condition and second condition, I feel there was a difference of between the heavens and the earth. He says, first I would spread and learn knowledge just so that I could acquire position and name and fame for myself. He said, with my speech and my amal, I used to give invitation to my own self. He said, this was my intention, my purpose in life. He says, now I call towards that knowledge, which says to every individual, forget yourself. I must forget myself. You must forget yourself. It must be nothing and nothing but the Zat of Allah. He says, I only want my reformation and your reformation. He says, I don't know in this desire of mine whether I will reach what I want to get or not, but I will carry on trying to make that effort. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala then opened up his way. At a very young age he passed away. But in that few years Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made it the fitans of the time. One was falsafa, philosophy. It was a knowledge that had spread amongst all, especially what is called the very learned, like how you have today, the very learned. Today's learned, how they fell in love with science. In that time they fell in love with falsafa, philosophy. And because so many things of philosophy was like unique, the learned felt everything is unique. It's today's science is the same. Because they teach our children such unique things, we also and our children think everything is unique. So the day when they put that poison and they teach something of kufr, it is hard for even the teacher to say this is rubbish. He stood up. He wrote a book called Tahafutul Falasifa, Bakwas, the rubbish of the philosophers. Before that day, no one was ready to say, don't worry, that man is a stupid. He said it. Imam Ghazali wrote these names, Socrates, we call it today Socrates, and Aflatun, and Aristo, Aristotle, those were big names in that time. He says, those names today have filled the hearts of the people of Iman with awe. And then he wrote such a book that took out that awe for them. He said, nothing but rubbish they are talking. But the way he showed it, that he broke that entire rob. We're living in a time today where science has taken such a rob on people. Such a rob, that today whatever the scientist says, everyone is told, listen to science. Whether it makes sense or it doesn't make sense, or the scientists themselves are confused. He says one thing and he's saying the other thing. But everyone, the doctor says listen to what they got to say. The lawyer says listen to what they say. One scientist says listen to the other one. They're all in rob. And they don't know who that real scientist is. And everything that scientist says does not make sense. May Allah create amongst our children that one who can write such a kitab. And he can break this awe of those people. That come back to the awe of Quran and Sunnah. The second fitan of his time was known as Batiniyah. It was a group of the Shi'i. How we hear today Shia, Shia Iran. At that time how they are strong today, they were strong in that time. And they had two ways. One is they had the power of wealth like how they got today. And one is they were known as the assassins. So whenever they felt someone is against us, they had a method that whoever he was, they would remove him. In assassination, they were the masters. So even if an alim wanted to speak, he was so scared that I might not live after today. When Allah creates people, he put his kafan in front of him and he wrote against them. That if I have to die tomorrow also, my life has been already worked for Allah. He wrote, and Allah used his pen and he broke that batini fit. It had become such a fitna that they said to the people that you see there's an outside of Quran, that's what you normal people know. There are hidden meanings of the Quran, that's what we are teaching. The way they made that dawah, people fell in love with them. Today the Shi'i dawah, may Allah save your Stanger in South Africa and all our children. But when they come in universities or schools, or if someone is invited to Iran or to their marakis, the way they are able to put their dawah front, that when they enter the heart, it's very hard to give an answer. When a while ago, when I was in one country, one father came to me. He said, can you please come and speak to my daughter? The only thing she's talking about is the Shia. Only thing. So we went to the house, there was a parda. I asked her certain questions. She was not interested in listening at all. So when we left, I asked him that, how did your daughter learn all this? He said, one family member came from overseas and he introduced her to one channel on television. That channel changed that whole mind. Her mind changed, she changed her mother's mind. A few years later when I went, I saw that that man had to leave his whole family. Whole family had to leave. Batiniya. May Allah create amongst our children those who can speak, those who can write, those who are ready to even put their life on the line. To say that we will speak the truth and Allah use them then to destroy all of this fitan. Then Imam Ghazali rahimullah's eye was on the ulama. His eye was on the ulama. May Allah make our children like that. They can be the alim of the ulama. Saviors of the Islamic spirit. That there are thousands of ulama now. But if you can find that one who's unique. That he's not worried about how his kurta is. He's not worried if his pen is here or it's on his side. He's not worried, did I get my notebook? He's not worried when I'm getting my jalsa, when they're going to put my turban, is it going to be straight or crooked? He got one fikr, is Allah happy with me or not? When everyone is having a jalsa, he's on the musalla crying. And it is not hard to get such a person because Allah is the one who makes. Why I'm saying this is in these nights, me and you, let's make dua that in our family, Allah makes it happen. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala create that we also become saviors of the Islamic spirit. Our children also become saviors of the Islamic spirit. It is not only knowledge, but it is the Zaat who has given knowledge. Allah must become the maqsad, the matlab of every one of us. And in these nights, the one who will search for Allah, he will become the person of value. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.